Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
106.5 The End.
Wake up.
Wake up.
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
So last week, a 15-year-old girl named Dorothy was kicked off of all of her electronic devices by her mom.
Okay.
She has a Twitter account. She supports Ariana Grande for.
Okay.
It's an Ariana Grande stan account.
Okay.
And she's a big fan. She uses Twitter all the time. She got in trouble. So her mom took away her phone.
Okay.
Dorothy was really upset about this.
Sure.
She needed to figure out how she was going to tweet on this account that she had a couple of hundred followers on.
They need her.
And explain to her followers, listen, guys, I'm sorry. My mom took my phone away. She had to jump through lots of hoops to get back on Twitter.
Okay.
So mom took away all of her devices. So she decided, wait a minute. I have a Nintendo. It's like one of the handheld Nintendo devices.
Oh, DS?
DS. She was able to log in through there.
Oh.
And she put up a tweet that said, guys, I'm now on my Nintendo DS being able to tweet. My mom still has my phone.
Okay.
Her mom saw that. Mom tweeted, I see that Dorothy has been using Twitter on her Nintendo. Oh, this account will now be shut down.
Whoa, mom got on her Ariana Grande fan account?
Yeah.
Oh,
funny. Funny.
All right, so phone's gone.
Okay. DS is gone.
DS is gone.
Okay.
Another tweet magically pops up.
Oh. What?
Guys, I have found a way to tweet from my Wii.
What?
Wow.
Which she did using like a screenshot of like the little notepad that they have on Wii. And she wrote, hello, my mom took my phone and Nintendo DS, so I have no choice but to use my Wii. Thank you for all your support and love. I will try and answer my DMs and follow back when I have a stable connection to Twitter. Bye.
All your support and love.
Hashtag no more tears left to cry.
Well, guess what? Mom found out that she was tweeting again, took away her Wii.
Dorothy.
Let's recap. Phone is gone.
Phone is gone.
DS is gone.
DS is gone.
Wii is gone.
Wii is gone.
She now has no way to communicate to the outside world.
Oh, God. Is she going to be okay?
So we thought. A couple of days later, another tweet pops up on her Twitter account. I don't know if this is going to tweet, but I'm talking to my fridge.
What?
What the heck? My mom confiscated all my electronics again. And on the actual tweet itself, like it usually tells you from where your location is, it said, tweet from LG Smart Fridge.
That's funny.
Now, because of all of these hoops, and she had an Ariana Grande stan account, she went from 500 followers to more than 30,000 followers on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
And the hashtag Free Dorothy was trending on Twitter for a while.
That is hysterical. I'm almost impressed with Dorothy's ingenuity.
Oh, my God.
That she was not going to just sit back and let her original 500 followers down. They need her. And
right.
She needs them. And she found a way. And she wouldn't give up. I would hate that if I was her mother. But Dorothy as an adult is going to be fine. Dorothy is going to make it in this world.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's not. And why? I'll tell you exactly why. Dorothy is Kevin. This is the same exact trajectory that a disciplined Kevin would take. Because I'll tell you something. If Kevin's mom ever disciplined him, which we're not sure she ever has, certainly doesn't display it through his behavior, then he would figure out ways to get around his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He figures out ways to get around his mom when she doesn't discipline him. Like, he has no money,
right,
and he needs money for drinks on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
He will always go to his mom and ask for
her
money.
Card.
Yes. She does not give it to him. That's not discipline. But what does he do? He doesn't stop like a weird bee from flower to flower. He doesn't stop until he has asked enough people to get enough club money for the night.
Okay, but at the end of the day...
And eventually, one day, he finds a smart fridge.
He finds a smart... But, okay, again, I know that that's bad. But that mentality, like, can get a person somewhere in life.
Okay, you know what? Let's meet back here in 10 years, and we'll see where Dorothy is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if Dorothy isn't president of the United States
of
America...
she'll be too young.
Oh, she will be too young.
Yeah. If she's 15, Dorothy. Now, she'll be 25.
Well,
meet me back here in 20 years.
In 20 years.
Okay.
Let's meet back here, reconvene to find out where Dorothy is now.
Yes.
And if she's not president of the United States of America, don't talk to me.
Okay.
What if she is? Where does that put Kevin?
I would imagine that would put Kevin as vice president.
Wow, I'm terrified.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.